Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are bringing our tightrope series to an end as we've been studying the Old Testament narrative of Esther. And the story is really all about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and our security. It's been absolutely eye-opening the way that God has worked in the book of Esther and through her life. God used her and her courage to save his people. God used a day that was supposed to be for their destruction for their salvation. And we saw this similarly played out in Mordecai's life. God turned his certain death into his honor and his enemy Haman's honor into his eventual death. All along the way, God has been working things out for his people and for their protection, and it's been nothing short of incredible to study. And honestly, these stories in the Bible are great. They inspire us about how God cares for us. They lead us to take similar risks for God. It's inspiring to see how God works for his people, even when they seem to be up against impossible odds. But I do think that when we study books like this, or stories like this, or people's lives like this, we do have to guard ourselves against building a belief that says something like this: God always works things out for his people. God will always protect us no matter what. What our enemies use for our destruction, God will always turn out for our deliverance. Now listen, this is often true in the Bible, right? These things that we're saying, God parts the Red Sea for his people and they walk across on dry ground to safety, and God destroys their enemies in the process. God rescues Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire so that not even one hair on their head is singed. God does shut the mouths of the lions in the lion's den so that Daniel is preserved. Noah and his family are the only people in the world to survive a flood that covers the known earth. And I think because of these spectacular events, like Esther, it's easy for us to think that it always works out for us too. God will always work things out for our deliverance, our salvation, our victory. And listen, while this is absolutely, ultimately true, that God will work everything out for us in eternity, that is absolutely true. Here in this life, we just don't have that promise. In fact, we do have the promise of the opposite. Jesus promised us that we would have trouble. Jesus himself was not rescued at his execution. No one stepped in to rescue him at his darkest hour as he died on the cross. And the writer of Hebrews shows us the other side of following Jesus, the other side of the Red Seas and the fiery furnaces and the Daniel in the lion's den, right? He writes this in Hebrews chapter 11. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. Now, when you read a passage like that, that is often not the Christianity that we experience. It's not the Christianity that we want. It's not the Christianity that we see sometimes in these miraculous stories. See, while some are rescued in the Bible, some are delivered, some are preserved, others were sawn in two. Others were flogged. Others were imprisoned. And others were killed. And so the bottom line is that as we read stories like Esther, we should absolutely do what she did. Live her life like she lived it. Risk how she risked. But knowing that it will not always turn out for us like it did for her. Following Jesus does not guarantee immunity from difficulty and even death prematurely. And this sobering thought, I think, is good for us because it points us to the fact that no matter what we suffer, we have a Savior who knows what it's like. He's with us every step of the way, and He has secured our future that can never be taken from us. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll come back later this week for more episodes. Lord, thank you that you do rescue. You do save. You preserve and you deliver. And when you don't, help us to trust your sovereignty. Help us to trust your wisdom when our lives feel like they're falling apart. Help us not to get enamored with our rescue, but rather our rescuer. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help you trust him, even when it's costly.